Some people wear different kinds of clothes for leisure and for work because certain clothes are only appropriate for certain situations. For example, if you are a businessman or a lawyer or a teacher, it is most likely that you will wear a suit to work. This is because suits look very professional and give a person a sense of respect that is needed for those professions. However, it would be quite inappropriate to wear a work suit if you were going on a hike in the countryside. Therefore, people will wear different kinds of clothes for leisure and for work because there are certain clothes appropriate to certain occasions. There are many different theories on the advantages and disadvantages of uniforms for work and school. On the one side, there are people who believe that wearing a uniform brings many advantages for people at work and school. These people believe that uniforms improve discipline, focus, and make a school or workplace look more respectable and tidier. However, there are those who hold the opposite opinion and believe that uniforms bring many disadvantages to the workplace or to schools. These people believe that people feel more positive and happier when they are wearing their own clothes, and this will in turn increase productivity and performance. I think there is quite a lot people can learn about someone from his or her clothes. The clothes people wear tell you a lot about a person, because people make very specific decisions about the clothes they wear. People who are ambitious and serious will wear very traditional clothing, such as suits and clean shoes. People who are creative will often wear less conventional and more experimental clothing. These people are often at the front of current fashion trends. And you can even tell what kind of people are lazy from those who dress themselves in a poor or uncoordinated manner. Therefore, there is a lot to be learned from the way a person dresses. People in different parts of the world wear different types of clothes because all clothes are a reflection of a person's cultural history. It is true that there are certain fashion trends which have become popular international, since the world is now a very interconnected place. However, a country's history and culture still have a huge effect on the local fashion choices of people. For example, nowadays in China, there are certain fashion trends that are influenced by fashion of the Han Chinese called Hanfu. Similarly, there are countries in Africa that have their modern fashion influenced by the traditional prints and textiles of their country. It is the same all around the world. Fashion is intrinsically linked to culture and custom. There are many occasions in which some people wear traditional national costumes. Most of the time, these are occasions in which people want to honor their heritage and culture. For example, there are many special occasions in China where men will wear traditional tang suits. Nowadays, tang suits have become a kind of formal dress worn on special occasions such as weddings, the New Year festival, and other important occasions. Furthermore, there are certain traditional national costumes which have become fashionable to wear all the time. For example, the qipao is a type of traditional dress that is worn by many Chinese women. Specific cities have even developed their own styles. So, there are many occasions where people wear traditional national costumes. I do not think everybody will wear the same types of clothes in the future. There has never been a time in all of human history in which people have worn the same clothes. Across countries and even within the same country, people have different and unique styles. Clothing is a form of self-expression, and therefore people will always want to wear different sorts of clothes. It is very unlikely that there will ever be a time where everybody wants to wear the same type of clothes. Besides, that seems like a very boring world to live in, so I do not think everybody will wear the same types of clothes in the future.